We are on Daf Lamed Vov Lamed Aleph, the middle of the Taisves. Let's just again start the Taisves. Loi Litel Ve'in Loi. The mother had said that now what it says Hameitzim Mechaveiroi Olav Araye, that means if he brings a raya, then he'll get what he's tining. And if not, so the mashmois is that he'll get what the mazik is made in. That would seem not like Rabba Bar Nosson, that holds he doesn't get anything if he doesn't bring a raya. So the Gemara answered, Roy Litel Ve'en Loi Perish, Roy Litel im Tofas. If he was Tofas, so then Lemaise, he will get what the Mazik is tining. As we mentioned yesterday from the Ktsois, it's Ahido, Keneged Ahido. And so we leave it by the Tofus. Since the Mazik is Moide, the Zaido Spaldin, that the cotton where the tam belongs to the nizik for the hezek of the godel, and he's a tofus, so lemaise al tzalocha veido keneged eido, we leave it by the tofus. Ve'ein loy im loy tofus. The davke eiche di yesh loy tviye al shnei ashvorim. And that haloche, that tvisa helps, and we leave it by the tofus. That is dafke, if the nizik has a tviya on both shvorim, on the godel and the cotton, ala godel ala cotton. So therefore, he was tofus, both of them, ligvois mehem, and he has a schus tvisa in each one. So therefore, so his tvisa will help him al koponim im tofas mishtala. So then, his tvisa will help him that al koponim, how much the mazik is moide to the nizik, it will remain by the nizik since he's a tofus. Avol masnisen de la el de ein loy tvia el ala godu. But when there's the case, when there's only one Sher HaNizik, and he only has a Tviya on the Godel, Afilu Tofas HaKotten, Afilu he was Tofas the Kotten, Ein Mishtala Minei, so this Tvisa will not help him that the Hidos that should remain by him, Al Yedei Hidos HaMazik, because we had mentioned yesterday from the Yamshel Shleime, because he has no right to be Taifis. What right does he have to the cotton? Lefi Devorov, he was made the cotton wasn't Mazik. So he has no Tviya to the cotton. So he doesn't have a Din Tofus that the Hido of the Mazik should help, that it should remain by him. On the previous case, that there was one nizik, and the shailis who was mazik, roi litel ve'ein loy, and Taisus learns pshat, roi litel ve'ein loy means roi litel yadei tvise, ve'ein loy im loy tofas, because if there's only one nizik, if like they tvisa, he would not be zeiche in the cotton that the mazik was moide to him. Kiven de im tofas loy mishtale mine. He will not. Therefore, we can't say the elite of ein loy because there are like they tvisa loy mishtale mine. As we had mentioned, the reason is because he has no schus whatsoever to be typhus. Lefita noisov, so he's not called a tofus. And in the same way, ubetoanu chitim, ubetoanu chitim bahaydaloi besayrim, that we say it's a haydah, that he doesn't owe him sayrim. So he also doesn't have a schus to be typhus to sayrim. Why are you typhus to sayrim? You were made that he doesn't owe you sayrim. So he will not get paid. That means that the Hidor of the Mazik will not help him, that Al Kaponim should get Kedivrei HaMazik. The Im Taima. Now Taisvis asks, on this case of the Mishnah that we are speaking about, that we're speaking about that there were two nizikin, and the nizik says gadol hizik as a gadol and kotten as a kotten, and the mazik says lehepech. The gemara is akashe and Rabbi Bar Nosson amay loy meshani hoche kidelel bekoma nizik shemo umazik bori. It's the whole problem that we have here on Rabbi Bar Nosson is because the Nizik, the Teveya, is a Bori. So then we come into the problem of Tone Chitim V'Hidolai B'Soyrim. Because his Bori and Chitim is a Hidor that you don't owe me, Soyrim. So just like the Gemara before answered on the previous Bove, that it's speaking about that the Nizik was a Shema, so it could be this Bava is also speaking about that the Nizik was a Shema, and therefore it's not Shaykh Bechlal, the concept of Tonoi Chitim Vaidle B'Seir. V'yesh Loima. So Taisva says, if this is speaking about the same case, and that is why we don't say Tonoi Chitim Vaidle B'Seir, Dim Kenav Amotzel Amifrach Haino Hach. So why did the Tana have to tell us a new case of two nezaikin, which in reality is a repetition of the previous case with one nezik? So Al Kolchoch, here the Tana wants to tell us that here Afilu Bori Bori, also, the halacha will be he'll get kedemoy de mazik, because here tvisa will help, because afilu lefi dvorov, he is entitled to the cotton for the hezek of the cotton. So bemeila, so he has a din tofus on the cotton. Vahashte. So now Taisus wants to sum up the whole Mishnah. Ike tzrichuse Bekuli Bovi de Masnisen. Each case of the Mishnah, learning the Mishnah, we have a lot of cases. Each case is coming to tell us a Chiddush. The Reisha Ashmi Inon, the Chiddush of the Reisha is, there was a Shaila. Was the Sheir Genizik from the Sela, or was it Genizik from the Sheir Haroidef Achro? And the Mishnah says, Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araye. So the Chiddush of the Reish is Ashmiinon Afilu Mazik Shemo V'Nizik Bori. So even though we have here a Bori V'Shemo, Pligi Rabbonon Alei Desumchis V'Ami Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araye. That Afilu by Bori Vishemo, so there'd be perhaps a svara to say that here we are mighty from the Murzik. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is not that if by Bori Vishemo we are not mighty from the Murzik. As Taisad mentioned before, this is a Bori Garua, Neshema Toiv. Va'omri, a mighty mechaveri olavarai. That is the first case of the Mishnah. Vahu de Kotten veGodel. The case of the Mishnah that is speaking about was one Nizik, and the Shaila was who if the Godel was Mazik or the Kotten was Mazik. Mashmi'enu afilu Nizik Shema u Mazik Bori, even though the Nizik is a Shema and the Mazik is a Bori, Polig Sumches. So this Bob is coming to tell us, even though the Mazik is a Bori and the Nizik is a Shema, Sumches holds that there will be Chilkim, which is a Merodic Echidish, and as Tosis had explained before, because since the Mazik is Moide, that he does owe some things, even though he says the Godel not, but, and that, and since I hear from the Mazik that he owes the Nizik something, then on the Godel we will say Chilkim. Polik Simchis. Ve'echad tam, ve'echad mu'ed. Then the Mishnah spoke about another case. One is ik, two mazikin, one is a tam and one is a mu'ed. So this is l'chayre mamish repetitious. It's like mamish the case before. Before both were tamim. And it was the nizik ha'im ha'shemo, mazik ha'im ha'bori. And there the Chiddush was that Sumchus holds Chilkim. So this is right to the same thing. So what is this new case? That Echad Tam Ve'Echad Mu'ed. It's L'Chayre the same case like before. So Taisa says, no, Ashmi'inon, Da'filu L'Rab Ache, Da'oma Bereish Perik Ha'moicha Peres, Gomol Ho'icher Bein Hagmalem, Biyodua sheze horgoy. Now, the chiddush of Rabache is that one could be moitzi moment with circumstantial evidence. That means the case was as follows. There was a zocher, a gomel, a zocher that was oisik betashmish with an ekeveh. And next to this gomel zocher, we see a dead gomel, a gomel that was killed. That wasn't a fight. And the Rashbam says that a gomel, b'shas tashmis, is mishtageya, and he could very readily fight with another gomel zocher, and he could kill him. So now I see a dead gomel. He's in the vicinity of this live gomel who's Isaac Betashmich. Mistame, he killed him. I didn't see, there's no Edom that he killed him. Vachal Pikein, Rab Acha holds, this is enough of a svara or an umdene to attribute that the gomel ho'eicher was the one that killed him, and I can be goive from the Baal HaGomel HaOicher, even though there's no Edom. I'm aware of the Kachidish. I can assume from the way the Matzev is, Mistami killed him, because this is a normal procedure. Mistami killed him. Fine. So Taisa says, I'm aware of the Kachidish. We have here the case of the Mishnah. We have here a shur that is being chased by a mu'ed in a tam. Now, we'll ask statistically, who was mazikin? This mu'ed has a criminal record. He's a mu'ed. He's oimed lahazik. He has a record of he's a mazik. The tam, stam shvorim becheske shimokaimi. And you have here, now I don't know who was the mazik. So memele l'chayre, according to Rabache, I should attribute it. This one has a criminal record. He's a mu'ed. is lav becheske shimo kaimi, the tam is becheske shimo kaimi, this should be enough of a sibbe to be mechayiv the muet. And the Mishnah says no. The Mishnah says hamayitz mechaver olav aray. So Taisa says, what is takib shah? So Taisa says, ma'ida hoched leitalinim b'muet, kiven dishneim rotzen. Here there's arayis in the, I did see both of them were chasing the shor hanizik. Both of them were chasing. So I see this tam is not such a tamala. They're both chasing the shor hanizik, and then when the hezek occurred, I don't know who did it. But here, this is not enough of an assumption that even though the muet has a record of being mazik, this alone is not enough of a biru to say that the tam wasn't mazik, since I saw the tam chasing the nizik. So that's the chiddush of this fowl. Vahar de hanizikin shnayim ashmina. Now, the next case, that there were two nizokin and two mazikin. So here the chiddush is, the itofas shokel, kidiyoma mazik, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is, roilita lefi was taifes. Veseife de tam umuit, again you have two nizokin, And two mazikin, one was a tam and one was a muad. So here there's no chiddush anymore whatsoever. So Taisa says, Aidi da airi bove de lael begodl vekotn vetam umuad. Just like by the previous case where there was one nizik, so there was a chiddush of cotton of tam and muad to say that this is not similar to gomel oicha bein agmalim. Is Ayrinami Ochi, so since in the previous case he mentioned Godel Vekotn, Tamamuid, so in the last case he also mentioned Tamamuid, even though in this case Tamamuid is no Chiddush whatsoever. Before we go further, let us just learn two Taisvis that we had skipped over in the beginning of the Sugya, and then we'll go further. Mimai de masnisen bori ubori. Rabchia Barabe had said, Zoisai meres chalukim olav chaveira balsumches, domamoma namutu besofik chalukim. The Mishnah is coming to tell us, as we had mentioned when we learned the Gemara, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that sumches holds chalukim Afilu in the first case of the Mishnah. So Rababa Bamamu said, you really mean to say that Sumchis holds Afilu by Bori or Bori? Omalayin, yeah, Sumchis holds Chelkim Afilu by Bori or Bori. So then the Gemara asked, Umimai de Masnisim be Bori or Bori? How do you know that the Mishnah is Bori or Bori? Well, it says, because it says, loiki. So we see that the mazik is a bori, vafal pikein, and Rabchi Barabe is telling us that the Mishnah is coming to tell us that sumchis holds chilkim. So we see that a fellow by bori a bori, that sumchis holds chilkim. Now let us see Taisus. Mimai de masnisen bori u bori. Ve im taima. So Taisus asks, ve heiche omrinen de masnisen bori u bori. Who ever said that the Mishnah is bori u bori? Im ishum da oma sumches bori u bori, because Rav Abba Bamamol asked Rav Chie, Das Sumches hold afilu bebori yobori, Hainu Mishum, Di loy omar sumches bebori yobori, Loy hoye yochel ledagdek mi mishne de chelkim, Ba bemotze lukmi bebori yobori bedivrei hakel. He says, the kasha of Rab Abba Bar Mamul is, you're telling me that the Mishnah is coming to tell us not like Sumchis, that we say Chilkim. So the kasha of Rab Abba Bar Mamul is, who told you this? Maybe the Mishnah is going according to Sumchis also, and we'll say it's speaking about Bori Yom Bori. That was Rab Abba Bar Mamul's kasha. So the kasha was, how do you know that Sumchis is Chilik in our Mishnah? Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about Bori Yom Bori. It is not necessary to say that I have proof that the Mishnah is speaking about Bori Yom Bori. Rab Abba Bar Mamul is just asking, maybe the Mishnah is speaking about Bori Yom Bori, so you don't have a raya that Sumchis is Chilik in the Reisha. The Gemara asks Akasha, how do you know the Mishnah is speaking about Bori Yom Bori? I never said the Mishnah is speaking about Bori Yom Bori, but I'm just saying maybe the Mishnah could be speaking about Bori Yom Bori. So what shall me my the Masnisim Bori Yom Bori? V'yeshloim adohi kama, me my the Masnisim motze la ruye klal be Bori Yom Bori. Pshat the Gemara's Akasha is, how do you know that the Mishnah could be speaking about Bori Yom Bori? Dume b'bori v'shemo dafka ayri. That pshat. You say you want to be matche Reb Chiya Bar Abba and tell him could be the Mishnah is also going according to Sumchis because at that time the Mishnah by Bori Yom Bori. The Gemara says, how do you know to say that the Mishnah could be speaking by Bori Yom Bori? I'll prove to you the Mishnah is not speaking about Bori Yom Bori because the Seif is not speaking about Bori Yom Bori. The Duma Bori Shema Daf Kairik Lumini Besomach Dereisha Dumya De Seif. The next Tibur HaMasel Diktoni Zeroib Sugmor says, no, the Reisha could be speaking about Bori Yom Bori because it says Zeroima Loiki. So Loiki would seem that the Mazik is tining a tainus Bori. For Tosfos, the word Loiki does not necessarily have to mean B'toiris Bori. I'll prove it to you. Ba'afal gav de per kama de ksubis tnan, vuhu oima loiki, elo atche loi erasticho nenasto, voya mekri mekach tois. There's a sichsuch between a husband and a wife. He was boil her, b'shas nesuin, and he sees that she's not a psula. So memele, there is a shaila, so the chiyuv ksuba that I was machayev to give you a ksuba's psula, I see you're not a psula. So she tells him, no, when b'shas ta'irisen, I was a psula. Then someone was ma'anis me. So memele, the ksuba that you had written out to me to pay me mosayim zuz, I was a psula b'shas teiris and seitaka omi mosayim sus. That's what the isha tainis. And he tainis loiki. It is not the way you say. Ela atche roi erasticho nenasto. Someone was ma'anish you before the erison. Voyemekri mekach tois. So it comes out my hischaivis. For Messiah Zuz was betois, you were not a psule b'shas da'eris. Umuchachosam da'ainu shemo. You look at the Gemara over there, not that the husband knows b'brirus, that she wasn't a psule b'shas da'eris. He's tining. Who says I have to accept your tain and pay you Messiah Zuz? Maybe you were Nenas, Kaidim Deirisen. So I don't know your Messiah Mzuz. So we see klal that the Loshen Loiki does not necessarily mean a definite Taine. So Taisa says, Hosam Leke Lemiti. There, one will not make a Tois by the Loshen of Loiki. She'ein Abal Rogileida. The Baal can't know for sure when this occurred. So there, I understand, I have to take the word loiki with a grain of salt, but it means, maybe it's not the way you said, Abul Hoche, Ibishema Ayri, if it's speaking about that he's tiny a tiny shem of the, if the mazik is tiny a tiny shem, because the pashtis aloshin would seem to say is a tiny body. Rav Pope wanted to prove from the Sefer that this was not speaking about Bori and Bori, because it says in the Sefer they're speaking about one Nizik, and then a Sofik, which Mazik was Mazik. So it says the Nizik says Godel Hizik, the Mazik says Cotton Hizik, and the Mishnah says Amoitz Mechaveri Olav Araya. Holoi Maisi Raya. Shokel Kidioma Mazik, then he takes what the Mazik says, and he takes the cotton. So the Gemara says, so it's a Tiyufta the Rabbe Barnos. V'im Toima, how did the Gemara know to say Pshat in the Mishnah like this? The Mishnah is very innocent. It says, if the Nizik wants to acquire what he's tining, so then he has to bring a raya. He says, Godol Hizik, so he has to bring a raya. That's all what the Mishnah says. What happens if he doesn't bring a raya? So it could very well be he doesn't take anything. Als Rabbi Bar Noson, that says, Tonechitim Bohoydoloi Besairim, he's Taka Potter on the Meisairim. So, and according to Rashi, the Gemara said this later, Roy Litel Ve'eloi, if he brings a raya, he'll get, and if he won't bring a raya, he'll get nothing. So why did the Gemara over here understand that if he won't bring a raya, he'll get the way the Mazik says? V'yeshloima de loshen ha-moitzi mashmeh. The Loshon HaMoitzi means Bameh Shebo Lohoitzi, that what he wants to take away, Tzorich Raya, that what he wants to take away from the Mazik, that he needs a Raya. Avol Mashohu Moideli, but that what the Mazik is Moided to him, that's the Loshon HaMoitzi. Hamait means that you want to take away from him, that he disagrees with you, and that you need a raya. But the deal would be that what he is made to you, so you're not the maitzi, that you get, that you don't need a raya. That's the mashmois. So the way Taisvis learns, so Taisvis couldn't learn like Rashi, that Rashi said later, Roy literally brings a raya, ve'ein loy if he doesn't bring a raya, because Taisvis just said now that the Mashmois HaMishneh is, if he doesn't bring a raya, he can't take away from the Mazik what the Mazik is chaylik with him. But what the Mazik is made to him, he takes. That's the Mashmois. So Memele, so what's Pshat late in the Gemara, Roy Little Ve'ein Loi? Hainu Beloi Tofas, Ein Loi Beloi Tofas, Avu Betofas, Yesh Loi, Elohoch Yossi Shape Loshen HaMoitzi. So Loshen HaMoitzi is, we're speaking about Tofas, and by Tofas, if he'll bring a Raya, he'll get the Godel, and if he won't bring a Raya, then he'll get what the Mazik is Moide, which is the Kot. Now let us go further on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We heard in the Mishnah, the third Bove in the Mishnah, Hoyu Shneim Shal Ish Echot, Shneim Chayom. The Mishnah said, you had two Shvorim belonging to one Bailam that was chasing a share of another Bailam, then it seems there's no problems whatsoever, there's no Godel, there's no cotton, they're all the same. Ishnayem Chayovim. Now, this is a very interesting lotion. Shneim Chayovim, both of them are Chayev. What's Pshat Shneim Chayovim? So the Gemara understood as follows. Oma Leirove mi Parzike la Ravashi, Shmamino, Shvorim Tamim Sheiziku. If he had two Shvorim Tamim, they were Mazik, Pashtism means that one of these two Shvorim were Mazik. Rotzo mize goive. And it's a Loshen Bitmiye. Now let us see what Rashi says. Shmamino. Midiktoni shneyem. Rotzo mize goive. That means he has a choice from which one. He can mon from anyone. What does that mean? It means vim ovad ho'echot, that if one got lost, kom chaveiroi bim koimoi, u'mishtalem emenu. And this is a moiradike kashe, al piseichel, it should not be like this. Because if there were shneim, both of them were tamim, and one was mazik, and now one got lost, so now the shaila is, did the one that was mazik got lost? Asher tam is mishtala migufoi. So if the one that was mazik got lost, so then the nizik can be goive the hezik. If the other one got lost, he could be goive. The lashon of shneim chayovim would seem to be saying that the nizik has the choice. He could be goiva from any one of them, which means afilu, one got lost, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And the Gemara is asking, l'chaira, that's not true. How could he be goiva from any one of them? Maybe a sher is mishtala migufoi. So memele, maybe the one that got lost is the sher that was mazik you. How could you be goiva from any one of them? Bishlam, if both of them are around, so one of the shvorim is mine, so I'm entitled to take a share. But if one got lost, the Gemara wanted to derive from the Mishnah Shneim Chayovim that the Nizik has the schus to be goive may echad Mishnayim, if one got lost. So the Gemara says, is that true? Rotsam izeh goive. So the Gemara says, "Hoche b'mayeskinon b'muadim." It's speaking about muadim. Oh, gevaldik muadim. So memele, so it is no difference which one was mazik. He can be goive muadim is goive min aliyah. So memele, so by muadim, you can be goive from anyone. So the Gemara asks Akash as follows. Ibi muadim eima seife. Hoya echot godel ve'echot cotton. The next case speaks about one was a godel, one was a cotton. Hanizik oima godel hizik. Vamazik oima loiki elo cotton hizik. Hamaitzi mechaveiroi olovorai. So the Mishnah says that the Nizik has to bring a raya that the Godel was Mazik. So, and Shuldik, I b'muadim, my nafkelei minoi. If it's speaking about by muadim, so what's the difference? Who was Mazik? They have a whole sichsuch if the Godel was Mazik. If the cotton was Mazik, what's the difference? Soiv, soiv, the meitura. So the Rishash is Geiris, may Aliyah boilish lume. You pay from the Aliyah. What's the chilek? Do you have to know personally which share was mazik? What, there's no nafkamina whatsoever. You pay from the Aliyah. So this shaila is not relevant at all. So nafkamina, who was mazik? So our kochoch was speaking about tamin. So we're back to the kashas. We're speaking about tamim. So why is Rotzem Yizeh Goyven, Rotzem Yizeh Goyven, the Reisha, when one got lost? Amalei, so the Baal, he stuck with his Teretz, Sefer Betame, 100% right, the Sefer that there's a Machlokes, which one was Mazik, Akocher is talking about Tame. The Reisha that says, that Shneyem Chayovim, you can mourn from either one, B'muadim, that's speaking about B'muadim. The Mishnayis are speaking about two different cases. Shneim Chayom is speaking about B'muadim, and Amit Mechver Lovaray is speaking about Tamim. Omar Lei Rav Ache Sobe L'Ravash. So now Rav Ache Sobe says, good, you're matcha me that it is not necessary to say that the Reish is speaking the same case of the Sefer. The Reish is speaking about Mo'odim, you're saying, fine. But the terminology in the Reish is not clear at all. Ibe Mo'odim, if it's speaking about that the two Shvorim that were chasing the Sher HaNizik were Mo'odim, so it says, Shneihem Chayovim, they're both Chayiv, and Shudik, Chayiv Gavrimi Boile, he's Chayiv to pay. He had a, one of his Shvorim was Mazik, Asher Amud pays me Aliyah. What are you talking about the Shvorim? Chayovin, Alosh and Rabbim, they're Chayiv, they're not Chayiv at all. He's Chayiv to pay. It's Amud, you pay me an Aliyah. Kasha number one. Visu, in Afilu, we'll forget about this kasha. My shneim. So say chayovin. Say, why do you have to say, you're talking about two shvorim, and I don't know which one is mazik. Say chayovin, they're chayim. So I'll say, so chayovin means both of them. I mean, chayim was a loshen rabim. So I'll know, rotsam izegoyve, rotsam izegoyve. Why do you have to say shneihem chayovim? The word shneihem I could avoid. I'm talking about two shvorim, you say chayovim, I'll know they're both achayim, and rotsam izegoyve, and rotsam izegoyve. Elo lo'ilom betamin. So the Gemara says no. We have to say a different teretz on this bovet. It's speaking about tamin. The Rabbi Kivei, the Omar Shutfim Ninu. It's going according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds Shutfim Ninu. So it comes out that you have here two Shvorim, two equal Shvorim, were chasing a third Shvorim. One of the Shvorim was Mazik, and I don't know which Shvorim was Mazik. So the Mishnah is telling us, V'taime de isnayu litalvayu. So Nakshad is Shneyem Chayove means to come and tell us you can mourn from either one. The word Shneyem means if both of the Shvorim are here, so then the Nizik can mourn from either one. That means you have here two Shvorim, and one of the Shvorim, Zichah, belongs to the Nizik. One of the Shvorim belongs to the Mazik. And both of them are standing before Neinu. So Shneihem, if both of them are before Neinu, then there's a Din Chayovim, and the Nizik can mourn from one of the two. If Shneihem oimdim before Neinu, Chayovim. The Loimotzi Matchilei, then the Mazik can't be Matchem anything. Listen, one of the Shvorim are mine. So Memele, so you have to give me one Shoyer. That's if Shneyem Isnu before Neinu. Avolesnu Litavayu Pungfakir. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. But if only one of them is standing in front of us, one of the two, is motzi amalei. So then the mazik can tell him, zil aisi raya daitura askach vashalim loch. Then the din will be, he won't be able to be goyve, because the mazik can tell the nizik, who says that the shayr that remained by me is your shayr? Maybe it's my shayr. So that's Chan the Mishnah. Shnei amoyim demifoneinu chayovim. If it's not shnei amoyim demifoneinu, just one is around, says Taki, he can't be goyve. He has to bring a raya that the shayr that is befoneinu is the shayr that was mazik ishayr. Let us see Rashi. Bimuvadim, the Saif, Mishalem Me'aliyah, speaking about Muvadim, Lefichach, Kol Nechosav Achoyim Lepiroin, so Memele, we do not have to know clearly which share was Mazik, if only one is left, I can mourn from that share also. If it's being a Mabuadim, so the Sefer, Soif the Meiture, and the Rishash's Geras and Rashi also, Me'aliya Boilish Lume. So what is the difference? Who was Mazik, the Kotn or the Godel? So the Gemara says, no, this Bob is also speaking about the Loilom B'tamin. Bahai Diktoni Shneyem, Lav Kidika Amrit, the me'eze sheyirtze yigve. Not the way you said pshat, that he could, shneya means any one of the two. Avol hoke mashmlo, punkt faker, the chol zman she shneyem befoneinu, if both shvorim are in front of us, then he's goyve, then he's entitled to take one of the two shvorim. But if one got lost, so then he will not be able to be goyve at all, because the mazik can tell him, prove to me that the shir that's befoneinu was the shir that was mazik yosha. Rabbi Kiva he the Omar shutfeninu beguf shel shir. It's going according to Rabbi Kiva that says shutfeninu. Hilkach, so if they're shutfim, so one shayr, the shayr hamazik belongs to the nizik, the other shayr belongs to the bailim, is hilkach ovat hashayr ovid niskoy. So if one shayr got lost, so the nizik can't be goyv anymore, because maybe the shayr that belonged to you got lost. Hilkach. Ki havu shneyem, if both of them are befoneinu, who the mechayet. Vilesnu litavayu elochad, omalei aisi raya. Then we'll tell them, bring a raya. Avo l'Rabbi Shmuel. But Rashi had a murdika problem. The Gemara said a hakdome that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kivi, the Omar, Shutfim Nino. So it seems this teretz is only good according to Rabbi Kivi. That you need Shneyem Befoneinu in order to be able to be Goyve. If one got lost, you can't be Goyve. So Rashi and Akash, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, also the Zedin Megufay Mishalem. So now one is an Apoiteki. One is not an apoiteki. You have two shvorim. But the shayr ha-mazik is an apoiteki. The shayr ha-nizik is not an apoiteki. The shayr ha-mazik is an apoiteki. The other shayr is not an apoiteki. So if one got lost, so the mazik will tell the nizik, who told you this shayr is an apoiteki? Maybe the apoiteki got lost. So why did the Gemara have to bring in Rabbi Kiva? What's the name of Rabbi Kiva? Can go according to Rabbi Shmuel also. Avol Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, given the Omar Bal Choyvu, since Rabbi Shmuel holds his a Bal Choyv, Vizuzi hu de masik bay. And he owes him money. Ovat ha echot lo ibeid es schusoy. So if one got lost, lo ibeid es schusoy. Now, this Rashi is very schwer, but we'll see, when we come to Tosis, we'll see perhaps a teretz al dachoyne fa'em for Rashi. Rashi is schrecklich schwer. Why is Rashi schwer? Because Rashi is saying, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're a bal choyv. You owe money. So what's the chilek? Which shoyer is around? What's the chilek? Afilu, the Rashi means afilu, the apoytik he got lost. He owes him money. It's zicha not true. The Rabbi Shmuel also owes us a din of migufoy meshalem. Yemon from the apoytiki. So what is Rashi? Rashi is seems to be oblivious that it's an apoytiki, that your mon migufa sher. He says he owes the money. If he owes the money, so what's the chilik? If the afilu one sher is around, afilu, the mezuzi the masik by over dechot lo yibe des chusay. So when we'll see Taisvis, we'll come back to this Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Shma mino midiktoni shneyem chayovim rotza mizegoyve rotza mizegoyve. So Rashi yet said, what does that mean? Bim ovat ho echot kom chaveiroi tachtov mishtala mimenu. Kach perish bekuntres. This is what Rashi had said. So when we look at the Gemara, it seems the Gemara is just saying a statement that Shneim Chayova means you could mon from either one, even though the other one is not around. And the Gemara is saying, Shma mino shvorim tamim sheiziku rotsam izegoyve rotsam izegoyve. So the Gemara is saying that's what it seems from the Mishnah. And what is the Kasha? The Kasha is it doesn't make sense. The Gemara B'chlal doesn't mention the Kasha. The Kasha is, why should it be like that? If one got lost, why should it be Kedmon from the second one? So the Ike Kasha's epis is built on logic. It can't be like that. The Gemara even doesn't mention the Mekel for the Kasha. The Gemara says it would seem that's the halacha, that you come on from each one, and the kash is isomainik. And it's not true. That is pshat in according to Rashi. V'koshe, so Taisva says, v'havalei l'meimah shma mino, elo miseif v'havalei l'mifrach, not ask a kashe, and the kash is built on the svore. The Gemara should have asked, the Sefer says, klof akelt. Diktoni echot godel ve echot koton, amoitzi mechaveiroi olavaraye. There it says, if you don't know which one was mazik, you cannot mon from the godel. Amoitzi mechaveiroi olavaraye. If you don't know who the mazik is, you're forced to mon from the koton. Umishalem, legodol mina cotton. That's what, there's enough in the Mishnah. In Cain, kshaovad, so we see klor in the Mishnah. If you don't know who was mazik you, without a raya, you don't have a choice. Well, I don't have a raya, I'll take the godol. If you don't have a raya, was the godol? So Tosfos asked, the way Rashi is learning pshat in the Gemara's kasha, and you have one of two shvorim who was mazik, and I don't know which one. So the Gemara asks, I can rotz mizegoyve, rotz mizegoyve, and the mekor of the kasha is a svore. Taisvis asks, the Gemara could have asked, the Sefer says klonit azoy. If there's one of two shvorim that was mazik, and you don't know which one, so you can't take the one you'd like to take. So what's the difference if it is a godel and a cotton? The Mishnah says you can't take the godel because you can't prove it's the godel. So in the same way, if there were two and one got lost, you can't prove that the one that remained was the one that was mazik. So the Gemara should have brought the sefer, when the Gemara asked the kasha, not to like base the kasha on a svara chitzayne. Im ken shavadachal mehem leitish mishtalem ma'isa shenisha v'nire leforish. So therefore, Tosfos wants to say a different pshat in how the Gemara understood. The b'shnei shvorim sheziku shor bevadai airi. Shneihem chayovim, the Gemara understood from the Loshon, hoyu shnayim roitfim achar echot, Shneihem chayovim, they were both chasing, they're both of them are chayiv. Shneihem chayovim. So the Gemara understood that the Mashmois Haloshin is speaking about that they both were mazik. They both were mazik. Together, b'shutves, they both were mazik. The b'shnei shvorim sheiziku shoyer bevadai airi. It's speaking about that both shvorim were mazik. The choshev ke'ilu havi chad gufe. And then the Gemara understood, the Mishnah telling us, amira de kechidish. You had two shvorim. You had two shvorim chasing one shoyer, third shoyer, and they both were masikim, and then shneihem chayovim. So the Gemara understood, the Mishnah Stein goes, these two, since both were masik, it's like one big shoyer, it's like one big shoyer. So memele, it's one big shoyer, so if one, shneihem chayovim, it's like one big shoyer, so if one got lost, you can see a mom from the other one, the whole chatzi nezek, because it's one big shoyer. He's like these two shvorim combined to become one big shoyer. So memele, this is the shoyer that was mazik the whole chatzi nezek, because it's one big shoyer. So half of it got misplaced, but you have the other half around. That's how the Gemara understood pshat in this bove. And the Gemara also said that's not mistaver. Why should you say such a thing? V'nira leforish, the b'shnei shvorim sheziku sher bevadei airi. The choshiv that the Mishnah is coming to tell us, ki ilu havi chad gufe, ki ilu like it's one guf, umishtalem in hasheni, if the first one was over. Va'af al kav de masnisen loy airi el be'inyin sh'onu mesupokim eizem em nodach. So Tosfos says, the whole Mishnah from the second bove, we're speaking about, I don't know who was mazik. And now all of a sudden, I'm speaking about a new case, that both were mazik, and the Mishnah Stanga, she can mon from either one that's left. Become Mokim Daik Milishne Diktoni Shneim Chayovim. The Loshen of Shneim Chayovim wants to include such a case also. Lashmeinen Sheyoche Liyois Sheyi Shneim Chayovim. Kigoyne Yedim Bevadai Sheyiziku Shneim Yachad. And then that the Gemara says that can't be. That means this theoretical assumption is like the one big shoyer. And if one is not around, I could mum the whole chatzi nezek from the other one. The Gemara, I said that I don't have a raya from the sefer. The sefer is talking about I don't know who was mazik. The shneim chayovim wants to come and tell us that afilu both were mazik together. Af al pikein, afilu both were masik together. Af al pikein, I could mon the whole chatzi nezek from one of them. I don't have any raya to this, but the Gemara asked misvore. Can I say such a loche? It can't be. But the Gemara couldn't bring a raya from the Sefer, because the Sefer is speaking about a case, I don't know who was Masik. Verabbi Kivihi da Omar Shutfim Ninu. Perish Bekunteris. So Rashi said, now Rashi had a problem. We have now a new taich in the Mishnah, which is Gevaldik good. Shneya means if both of them are before Neinu, then Chayovim, then the Nizik could mourn from one of the two Shvorim. If Shneya are not before Neinu, he can't mourn, because maybe the Sher HaMazik was never. But Rashi had a problem. Why did the Gemara mention Verabbi Kivei? So Perish Bekuntres, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Omar, Balchoivu, Vizuzi who the Masig Bey, according to Rabbi Shmuel, im Ovat Echot Lo Ibeit Schusoy. Rashi is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Afilo, only one is around, Hizikhe Kedmon, Vekoshe, the Le'el Omar, Afilo Rabbi Shmuel, Shochtoi Masha Osa Osui. But Taisus Akasha from Anof in the Gemara. The Gemara said before, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you had the Sher HaMazik, which is an apoitiki according to Rabbi Shmuel, and the Mazik shechted the Sher, before the Sher was worth 10 zuz, and now it's worth 9 zuz, and because of that, the Nizik will lose, because speaking about the Hesek was 20 zuz, and it was worth 10 zuz, and that was Chatzi Nezek, and now he shechted it, it's worth 9 zuz. So the Gemara brought a raya that, that the Nizik will lose. It's Mazik Shibud Eishal Chaveir, I'm not bechuyif to pay you, it was Mazik Yosher, it's only Bishubet to you, and you'll end up with 9 zuz. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Gemara before said clearly, the Sher HaMazik is an apoitiki. You can only take from this Sher. I was Mazik the Sher. Sorry, she'll take whatever the Sher is worth. It's not called I was Mazik you. I was Mazik Shibudi. So it's Mazik and not Mechuyif to pay. All you have is what is in the Sher. It became worth less. Sorry, that's what you take. So if there's no such thing, I owe you money. You don't owe money. If you want to pay money in the beginning, you can pay money. But when it comes to Amodah B'din, you don't cough up the money, you give the share. So what's Pshat and Rashi? What is Pshat and Rashi? So now the Shaila is, there's one share in front of us. Is this the Apoitiki, yes or no? Maybe it's not the apoitiki. Maybe the apoitiki got lost. Go look for your apoitiki. So why do I have to pay? According to Rabbi Shmuel. Before we go to Shitas Toisves, I saw in the Yelos HaShachar wants to frame for Rashi as follows. He wants to say that when two Shvorim were chasing the share of the Nizik, one of the Shvorim was Masik. So the Baal HaShoer has to pay. I was Masik you. I'm a chuyiv to pay. I owe you money. Not only do I owe you money, the share that was Masik became an apoitiki. The share that was Masik became an apoitiki. Now, let us just bring down Aloche, what is the din if we have here such a scenario? We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven lent Shimon $100, and Shimon, fine. And then Reuven comes to Shimon, he says, Shimon, pay me up to $100. You didn't pay me up. And Shimon says, I don't remember. Maybe he did pay up. I don't know. I don't remember. So, ain't the yedei and praticho, the din is yechayev to pay. By bori v'shem eidem pratich yechayev to pay. Yenna says you owe the money. You also moide that you owe the money. Now you don't know if you're paid up or not. So the din is bori v'shem eidem pratich yechayev to pay. So tayelas hashachar that That's me, doesn't mention this, but you have to say it, that this Bob is also speaking about Bori Vishem Dumya Dereshe. So it's speaking about that the Nizik says that the Shoyer that is here, this is the Shoyer that was Mazik. The Shoyer is, this is the Shoyer that was Mazik. The Mazik says, I don't know. Maybe it's the other Shoyer. Fine. So you are Mechuyev to pay me. Now, if this is the other Shoyer, so then you're potter to pay me because that Poitiki got lost. If this is the Shoyer, you're Mechuyev to pay me because you owe me money. So he says, so Rashi held, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Be'emesin, the Mazik is Mechuyev to pay. It ends up, you go for the Poitiki. But we're asking the Mazik, were you Mechuyev to pay? Yes. Are you sure you're not Mechuyev to pay anymore? No. Could be this is that Poitiki. I'm still Mechuyev to pay. Could be it's not that Poitiki. Could be it got lost. So Fakel, since you don't know, you're Mechuyev to give him this. I'll say any day in Praticho. You can't tell. Maybe it's the other one. I said go over. Maybe it's not the other one. You zicha owe them money, and now you tell me, maybe I don't have to pay you anymore because the Poitiki got lost. There's no such thing. You are Mechuyev to pay. That's called any day in Praticha. That's what he wants to, for Emfarashi. Zicha, that what Toisvis says, if he was Mazik, the Apoitiki, he's potter to pay. That's, if I know this is the Apoitiki, and he was Mazik, he gets whatever the Apoitiki is. But here, there's a new Shail over here. The Mazik wants to say, maybe this is not the Apoitiki. Anshuldig. If you don't know, you're obligated to pay till you prove that this is not the Apoitiki. That's what he wants to fam for Rashi. The Teres Chaim also seems to be saying such a thing, said there was a Vada Echiev and a Sofik Piroin and Sofik Meitzmi Devadi. Now, Taisvis says, the Nira Laforish, Taisvis disagrees completely with Rashi, the Mishimachi Mukilok Rabbi Kive, Mishum del Rabbi Shmoel, ain't Shum Chiddish. Not, it's only going according to Rabbi Kive. It's going according to Rabbi Shmoel also. Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so Taisvis holds, if you don't know which one, if that, this is the Apoitiki, if not the Apoitiki, it's Poshit. You can't be Goive. If, you can't be Goive if I don't know which is the, if this is the Apoitiki. The Pshita de Ibeitz Chusek Shovet Echot, Kivin the Balchoivu. So that means, Pshat is like this. Afilu it's an Apoitiki, it belongs to me. Now you have a suffix, can you be goiva from this share, yes or no? So fakel, so me suffix, he can't be goiva from this share. Maybe this share is not the apoitiki. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's poshut. Avol Rabbi Kive, the shutvininu, salke daitoch, da have kilo ha'echod mineshnaim becheskes hanizik, motzilameimel nizik, shaloch nevad, now, I'd like to just try to explain what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying, according to Rabbi Kive, you had two shvorim before one got lost. One share belongs to the Nizik, Lamafreya, he holds that Huchlat Asher Lamafreya. One share belongs to the Nizik, one share belongs to the Mazik. Before anything. Now, the share that belongs to the Nizik is theoretically Becheskas HaNizik. It's called Becheskas HaNizik. The share that belongs to the Mazik is Becheskas HaMazik. Now one share got lost. So when I'm looking at this other share, so I don't know, is this Becheskas HaNizik? I can't say, I don't know who it is Becheskas. Is it Becheskas HaNizik or Becheskas HaMazik? So Misvore, I would not be able to say, well, you don't know, you can't take it. Why is the Mazik better than the Nizik? Kamash Malon, since the Mazik had a Morikame on the Nizik Shoel, that's why I tell it, even though now I don't know who Becheskas is this, I don't know if it's Becheskas a Nizik or a Mazik, I give it to the Mazik, because the Mazik had a Morikame. Now just like to end with a Ha'ore, this is what the Teisa Ben Peret says, that you give it to the Mazik as Cheskas Morikame. But this is a Moiridike Chiddush, because the Sofik over here is not the Morikame Shoer become the Nizik Shoer. These are facts of life. One Shoer became the Nizik Shoer, the other Shoer didn't become the Nizik Shoer. So it's a Sofik, who is this Shoer? I know that the Morikame changed. By the Nizik Shoer, it's Ois Mazik Shoer. The Mazik Shoer is Kiseida the Mazik Shoer. Now, I don't know which Shoer this is. So, how could Morikame be Mevayer this Sofik, which is a Sofik in Taruvis? I don't know who this Shoer is. So how does the Morikame help to be Mevayer this? Well, Kaponim, that's how Taishvis learned.